There is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. South Africa once again finds itself in the United States government sights. This time, Congressman Ronnie Jackson has introduced the U.S.-South Africa Bilateral Relations Review Act of 2025, aimed at reviewing U.S.-South Africa relations. The legislation seeks to empower President Trump to impose sanctions on corrupt South African officials collaborating with adversaries like China, Russia, and Iran. Co-sponsor Republican John James believes the bill builds on previous legislation to address the South African government's alignment with hostile nations. Both representatives assert that the United States must hold accountable those compromising American interests and reassess its global diplomatic ties. A recent survey conducted in British Columbia in Canada has revealed that 62% of participants experienced Jew hatred, whilst 93% reported feeling less secure since the Hamas-led attacks in Israel on October 7, 2023. The study, released by the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs and the Jewish Federation of Greater Vancouver, indicated that 61% of Jewish respondents face mental health challenges post-attack, including anxiety 90% and fear 65%. With responses from 302 community members, the survey highlighted the increasing concern over rising anti-Semitism. The CEO of the Jewish Federation asserted the community's resilience against such challenges. Nicaragua has officially withdrawn from South Africa's legal case against Israel at the International Court of Justice, which alleges genocide in Gaza. This decision was announced on Thursday and confirmed with the ICJ. Foreign Minister Gideon Saha praised Nicaragua's move and urged other nations to follow. The case, initiated by South Africa in December 2023, claims Israel violated the Genocide Convention with its action in Gaza. While the ICJ did not mandate Israel to cease operations, it called for increased humanitarian aid and measures to assist Gaza. Israeli officials have strongly opposed the genocide allegations, and with ICJ proceedings ongoing, it is anticipated that more countries may still submit legal action procedures. On April the 1st, Sharona Nazarene, a Jewish Iranian American, was elected mayor of Beverly Hills, becoming the first Jewish Iranian American woman to hold the position in U.S. history. She has shared her leadership vision and has invited others to watch her inaugural speech.
Today is day one, and I wanted to thank you all for coming out last night. It was a magical evening. I'm sorry, I know many of you were turned away because of capacity, but I want to let you know that you can watch the video at beverlyhills.org, and I want to encourage you to follow me and follow our city to be able to learn more about my initiatives. We are looking forward to a fantastic year as we build a stronger, safer, and more united Beverly Hills.
And finally, let's now reflect back on another week and recall what made headlines. Students shared distressing accounts of anti-Semitic abuse and institutional indifference during two roundtables hosted by Stand With Us UK at the House of Lords and the Israeli Embassy. The Victorian Parliament in Australia enacted new anti-vilification laws aimed at enhancing protections against hate speech and is reportedly receiving strong backing from Jewish community organisations. Bereaved families of victims from the Nova Music Festival expressed frustration following a presentation by the IDF regarding the investigation into the massacre. The National Security Council issued a travel advisory for Israelis due to heightened threats of attacks, especially during Passover and summer. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee endorsed Mike Huckabee's nomination as the U.S. ambassador to Israel. And Amit Sosana, a former hostage held by Hamas, was honored by First Lady Melania Trump at the International Women of Courage Awards. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.